Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
In the bay.
These people are idiots.
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody. Again, for another edition of Disorderly Conduct, I'm your audio erotic host, Vincent Bay, and I will be taking you on a wild audio erotic adventure for the next 2 hours here. It's Wednesday, September 21st, 2011. A good day to be alive, like every day. Cherish it, folks. Life is precious. It's a beautiful time of the year here in the Bay. And I'm so glad to share the interweb broadcast airwaves with you. I'm talking about you, 100PZ, Anon Sicko, Artie's World, Bob Bobbington, Crappy Airbags, Ghost Medic, Goose Cream Soup in the house. The love, also a very lovely lady, Goose Cream Soup. Schwing. Shouts out to another lovely lady in the building tonight with us, Lady Slugga. Lady Slugga in the house. Shouts out to Halcyon. Another goddess in the building tonight, Mary Mad. Mary Mad in the building early on in the chat room. Okay, how do you say this name? So you see one seek one? I have no idea what the So you see lies. I can't read this. I don't know. Whatever. I'm just to say your name is So U.S. Suze. Suze. How about that? Suze. You're Suze. Okay? I'm Californian. We shorten everything. All right? Susieski. Whatever. Good. All right. Susieski in the house. Shag me in the building. Soundwave 123 and Yorinon News in the house. Good times, everybody. Hey, it's open lines. We can talk about whatever. I am expecting a guest tonight, though. But who knows? I've been stood up. Every time I book a guest, I would say a good 90% of the time, they flake on me at the last minute. Usually, I have to just have guests spontaneously, and then I sort of label the show after the fact. But, every once in a while, I luck out, and I book somebody that shows up. So hopefully Lilith von Schulp will join us later and chit-chat about all kinds of stuff. Apparently, she is an expert on agriculture, alternative fuels, crop rotations, flux capacitors, ODB2 embedded system spoofing, raising baby ducks and chickens. She's gonna hang out and talk about that stuff, I guess. And we're gonna play some 90s industrial music classics as well, and take your calls, talk about whatever. Before I start taking calls, I suppose I should acknowledge the very sad news that occurred just about an hour ago. This guy Troy Davis, who's been on death row for 20 years and has had numerous last-minute interventions to prolong his execution, it seemed that he might have averted execution again tonight. There's a last-minute extension for a little check-in with Clarence Thomas and company. And once they issued their statement, once the Supreme U.S. Supreme Court issued their ruling on the appeal, I guess, of Troy Davis, who was turned down, and he was executed about an hour ago in Georgia. It's really sad, and I don't really want to get into a political heated discussion about this tonight. Obviously, it's open lines. It's whatever's on your mind. If you want to, I know a lot of people are really hot under the collar about this. I've been following some peeps on Twitter, and I know there's a lot of folks that obviously the anti-capital punishment contingent are not happy. I'm not a fan of capital punishment. I'm not a fan of murder or execution, whether it be by a civilian or the state. Not a fan of either one. So it's just kind of a lot of misery all to go around. It's sad, and it is what it is. Love life, live life, and join me at 347-826-7667. I think I might have a lover with me here on the internet. I think this is Emmy. Emmy, what's up?
Not much, Vince. Just trying to regain composure.
I hear you, sister. Yeah, very, very sad news. Very sad news. Especially, I think what makes it even more hyper real is the advent of the internet and being able to experience it live, as the people that are on the ground, are experiencing it. It's kind of wild.
It is. It just felt screwed up in so many ways. That's why we got to keep fighting.
Yeah, I hear you, honey. Well, hang on there. Let's take a call. Let's see who this is. Block number call. You're on the air. Who's this?
Me?
Yeah, you, dude. Who are you? What's on your mind?
My name is Shagmy. What's up?
Oh, Jesus Christ, Shagmy.
I'm back.
All right. What's on your mind tonight, Shagmy? What's up?
I don't know. I just heard that Troy Davis was put to sleep not that long ago. I was hoping that they would postpone it or push it back or something, but apparently no. I only heard about this, what, about like 15 minutes ago when I was in the middle of my mayhem.
You're in the middle of some mayhem? Do I even want to know what that means? Does that mayhem mean fapping?
No. New York, NYC.gov, they seem to be having some problems.
Oh, yeah? Do we have a tango down or a wild leak? What's happened this time?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of people confirming that it's hard for the site to load, so I guess it's kind of a 99% tango down.
Winning.
Yeah, I tried it. It worked fine for me.
It works?
Yeah,
it could be. Yeah, you know what? It's probably spread over a couple of servers. It's possible that one server could have got hit pretty hard. Who knows? God knows. God knows that the NYPD website would be a target, whether or not there was an Operation Wall Street or not. So that's sort of beside the point, I think. Once again, Shagmi, focusing on frivolous details, fringe details that are dubious in nature to begin with. I appreciate your angle on things, though. It's always interesting and entertaining.
Well, good. I don't really know that much about Troy Davis. I just heard that he was. I just heard what you said. You know, I didn't really follow it. I just heard about it 2 hours ago when I woke up. And I was like, well, that's fucking. This is what the world came to. And a BART officer can shoot a kid in the back and kill him and only get, a year?
And it's over documented on camera too. Like over documented. So it was so well documented that at the time, the officers immediately after they shot the guy, they turned around and started confiscating people's camera phones and stuff.
Yep.
And that was over documented. And this guy was way underdocumented, and it sounds, I don't know the details either. It sounds to me like it's a borderline thing where, you know, I don't know the intimate details, but I don't think any case really need to convince me. I'm not a fan of capital punishment either way, like I said. But hey, the law is the law in the state of what is it, Georgia? And this guy's been through the process for 20 years. I don't know what to tell you, man. It's just sad. It is what it is. What can you do? I think it's great that people are upset, and they're upset enough to tweet about it. But hopefully, you know, that they're upset to do more. You know, if they're serious, they'll follow through. I mean, there's certain, you know, you can obviously follow this issue and. If you're in one of these states that have capital punishments, though, you can certainly help spread the word that you want to bring it down. Put your money and your action where your mouth is what I'm saying. I just get a little annoyed when I'm on Twitter and I see a lot of these armchair activists, armchair investigators that just suddenly, you know, they got whatever, a couple hundred followers on Twitter, and they feel like they're fucking Walter Cronkite on Twitter. It's like, no, dude, it's, yeah, we're all pissed off, we're all sad, it's terrible that this guy had to die, or the guy that he killed or allegedly killed had to die. All around, it's just a lose-lose. It's just sad, and I just don't like to see people take opportunities for like this to politicize things, and that's what they do. That's what they're doing. They're already doing it. This is an issue that, you know, I don't think it's a coincidence. This is a big thing on the radar right around the time that Rick Perry is gaining a lot of steam, and yeah, I think it might be indicative of the political winds, and you know, people are unfortunately. This becomes like a wedge issue. Capital punishment is a typical wedge issue. Abortion, gay marriage, all this stuff, hot button issues. And it's unfortunate that a complex issue has to turn people, you know, against each other that who otherwise should come together. But whatever,
yeah.
I'm glad we're all coming together here. We will all come together in unison as long as Crappy Tires and Sherry Wongs are asleep. But we have on the line now, Emmy, myself, Vincent the Bay, and Shagmi. Also, I want to bring on another caller here from 805. Who's this caller? You're on the air.
It's Roy. I called in a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, Roy, what's going on, man? What's on your mind tonight, bro?
I don't want to be too redundant, but I think the situation does call for it. I want to put out my condolences to, you know, the situation with Troy. I researched the, you know, I found out about this today, early, you know, start of the day through people that I follow. And through it all, I, you know, in very little research I've done, it seems to me that it was a tragic thing. And I'm glad to see, you know, and I'm not the type of guy to really admit this, but even I teared up and almost cried whenever I found out that they delayed it. And then come to find out it was just a take back and, you know, let's just move forward. And it's a pretty pretty big day for America in general. I mean, we've got that. We've got the, you know, U.S. Day of Rage or Occupy Wall Street, whichever movement you want to call it. You know, I consider it Occupy Wall Street, but, you know, we've got that going on and a lot of growth, I think. And you know what, and just to keep this a little bit more positive than it is sad and negative, or not negative, but sad, is that I can tell you right now from the voices that I've heard on the radio here right now, makes me happy in a way to hear that the generation that I'm growing up with, hopefully, as long as the views continue the same way, will make this change, because we're going to be the ones that are going to teach our children and teach our family and our friends that, you know, what happened today is a tragic thing and it shouldn't ever be done. Regardless of the crime, I think there could be many different ways of punishment, if you will. But I think putting somebody to death, an eye for an eye, as Gandhi would say, is not the way to go.
And no, so doubt. No. Gandhi, smart guy. Smart guy, that Gandhi. I loved him. Loved him. Hey, we're going to break really quick. Cut to my friend Jackal. The Jackal is on the line now. I think he's got some breaking news. What's up, Jackal?
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastical, man. I'm happy to be alive. How you doing, bro?
I think we all should take a moment and be happy to be alive, because innocent people are dying. The state of Georgia parole board just got tangled down. A whole bunch of sites you're going to start seeing around Georgia, especially with the justice system, you're going to start seeing offline for a while. There's some pretty angry people right now. And as you were saying earlier, you didn't want people to just be on the sidelines and say they're going to do stuff. We have a room, an IRC room that's has 13 people on it. Now these 13 people, normally people would be like, "Oh, 13 people," but there's some pretty big names in this room, and we are going to be killing the Georgia internet system tonight.
Sweet. Look forward to it, man. Are you gonna stick with me the whole night and give me ongoing reports?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So once again, repeat that one. Tango down who? Who's tango down right now?
It's the Georgia Parole Board.
There you go. Georgia Parole Board. Tango down. Oh, motherfucking yeah. We're just getting warmed up here, kids. Let's give a big round of applause to the state of Georgia for serving and protecting us and properly handling Troy Davis via the justice system. Shouts out to the Supreme Court for making a swift decision today. And I got to give it up to y'all. Clap for the killers. Be right back.
double up for them gangsters. Well, I wrote this for criminals, but all of y'all should listen at me. Now, if you ever catch me snitching, just haul off and slap me. They on the other team, let's rumble, it's my thoughts exactly. They work for gangsters and they whack for hunters, do this pattern. Hey, playboy, pop them with a pistol and get executed. Hey, mama, murder them with missiles and you get saluted. Go ahead and get for a grand to see an executed. For bankers, they're the Bahamas off a billion loot. For them killers, give it up for them gangsters. One time for the killers, double up for them gangsters. Well, I wrote this for criminals, but they the ones who wrote the laws. They ain't on TV getting arrested all up in their drawers. They stick their hands in politicians, make them move their jaws. And they be starving folks for bread until they breath pause. They take a memo, money, penny, say the deed is done. And you could be CDC and say our leader's won. But first we fax a photograph of the opponent's son. Adjust the image, cause it's hard to see the gag is done. Give it up for them gangsters. One time for the killers. Double up for them gangsters. Well, I wrote this for gangsters while I sprinted to your backyard. Not for them coppers and criminals, they just act hard. Tony Montana had a stylist and a sad card. When he reloaded, slaves forgot that they had back guard. Hey, but my Mr. De Niro, what kind of gun is that? Can you look more like a menace than you now running back? Hey, sister, so what's for safe? He got all the money stacked. Long as his lips never looked like a real maniac. Clap for them killers. Give it up for them gangsters. One time for the killers. Double up for them gangsters. Can you clap for the killers? Give it up for them gangsters. One time for the killers. Double up for them gangsters.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un finale in gran posto.
These tough fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Dudes. Okay, I'm trying to... trying to get X25 Princess on the show. She's Lilith is supposed to be my guest tonight, and as per usual, it looks like I'm getting stood up. Although she DM'd me, and I'm gonna send her a message with the call-in number. So hopefully we can get her on the line here and get some commentary from her. She's supposed to be the guest tonight. If not, it don't matter. I'm hanging out here, breaking news on Pwnage, here with Jackal, Anon, Roy, and Shagmi, and Emmy's here as well. If anybody wants to join us, it's 1-347-826-7667. You call that number, then you press the number 1 if you want to. If you want to join the conversation, you press the number 1, and then that alerts me that you want to get on the air. I hope that I hope she's not called in already and just didn't know to press 1. If Lilith, if you're already on the line, press the number 1, and that will alert me that you're on. If not, folks, just some folks just like call in and listen and lurk. Occasionally, will raise their hand later in the show. I don't know. But it's okay. Don't be shy. Call in. 347-826-7667. And we were talking about Troy Davis a little bit. Also, Jackal was telling us that somebody just got pwned. Who just got pwned? Or who just got tangoed down again? It was
Georgia.
The parole board of Georgia.
The parole board of Georgia. There you go. Tango.
Is it a DOS attack, by the way? I wanted to know that, if you could.
Yes, it's DOS.
100% old school lasers
or new school?
Old school.
One at a time. One at a time. What was that?
I simply asked if it was old school lasers or new school.
I'm under the impression that it's old school, but... I'm in the cabin, and the cabin's going crazy right now with people doing stuff, so I can't really read everything.
Right on. Well, have you guys looked into the DOS script that works based off of connections rather than actual bandwidth?
No, you're talking about Ruff, the fake one?
No, Ruff was, I suppose so. Ruff was more like, from what I understand, based on a JavaScript that would be placed in a temporary folder and create just basically a mass, like, processing. It would make the processor, you know, jump along with RAM. It works kind of similar, but more on a connection basis, which makes it easier to actually just accomplish a DOS rather
yeah.
than needing a bunch of bandwidth, which there is a script out there that... I have confirmed working and tested. It's just the matter of putting a front end on it, which a friend of mine and I are going to be working on putting a JavaScript front end on.
Oh, exciting.
But I don't know what I really don't know whether it's even, whether it'd be worth, you know, I, honestly, as far as like firewall setup wise, it wouldn't be worth it until I could actually be able to script it to run through Tor and different nodes. So that
yeah.
way you can actually truly DOS through a random proxy, chain proxy, VPN, and also Tor or whichever, Mixmash, one of all. But if you'd like, I could send you the script and at least show you it. I'm sure you probably have seen it, though. I'm not going to try to claim to fame that I wrote it, but it does work, and I have tested it. So.
Yeah, yeah, you, if you know my Twitter, contact me on there.
I do.
Okay. We can test it on Vince's site tonight.
Vince has a site?
The Blog Talk Radio. See if it can go down.
Well, I don't know if you want to target Blog Talk Radio.
I'm joking.
But honestly, from what I have tested, though, running on a Atom core, dual core Atom processor netbook versus a dual Xeon processor at a friend's house, a city
Jesus
away.
Jesus Christ, what are you guys talking about? Hello? Is this thing on?
Oh, Vince.
Vince, hold on. Hold on.
I go into the green room for a second, and I'm making out with my friend in the green room for like 5 minutes. I come back, and you guys are talking about what the hell happened? What did my show devolve into? Why is there?
We're talking about a DOS script that's powerful enough to take down servers that are pretty much like 40 times bigger than your computer. So the ability to actually take down a website would be, you know, you'd only need like 5 people essentially. And plus you can be actually proxied and VPN'd. So you don't actually need to risk being banned so much like the old school DDoS technique.
Good times. Hey, my guest is here now, finally. She's been lurking on the line for a while, didn't know how to press one or something. I don't know, but she's here now. Lilith, what's going on? Welcome to the show.
I am so glad to be here. Yes, I God damn.
Yeah, you can go ahead and mute that.
Someone rooted my machine.
There, you can hear yourself back right there.
My mouse is doing funny things, and, you know, ex-boyfriends are doing all kinds of crazy shit. Google, this new Google Voice thing, not new Google Voice, but the chat medium that they've got going on with the phone through Gmail, the DTMF tones don't work 100% of the time, so you could hit it and think that you had things going through and it didn't, so... Anyway, I'm here.
Sweet, dude. You sound bubbly and cute. And are you drunk? Have you been drinking?
Do you even have to ask that at this point? Really?
Every day you tweet that you're going to quit drinking. So I take you on your word and presume that you're sober tonight. But okay.
Oh, I saw
your tweet about something about a boxcar of Jack Daniels or something.
Yeah, well, no, I don't do that anymore. No more Jack Daniels for me.
Oh.
After that, you know, gangbang with those Puerto Ricans, I've learned my lesson. That and tequila, we're just going to steer clear. I'm sticking with vodka.
Yeah, picks or didn't happen, dude.
I put those picks up. Didn't anyone see them? They were all holding my rifles. I had, like, these coke dealers in my house, and by the end of the night, they were all wearing my wigs and holding my rifles, and I got pictures of all of them sitting there. It was great. I put it on my Twit picks.
All right, I'll have to stalk your Twit picks.
I had them all trained.
The last one I saw was your butt in the mirror or something like that.
Oh yeah, that was like that was a fuck you pick. Great.
Was
that last night?
Pick?
I can't remember. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That was a couple of nights ago. I think. Like, I don't know. It was recently.
I'm sure everybody saw the booby pick, which I'm really happy about.
I think one of my callers might be fapping to your picks right now. Who's breathing really heavy? Roy's smoking a cigarette. That's what it is.
The way you're blowing the cigarette, it's kind of
creepy, dude.
My fault. I didn't know you guys could hear it, so thanks for calling me out on that.
Self-muting is actually encouraged. We encourage on this show, since I have so many people on the panel, I hate to mute people individually, but I'd like to keep people.
How about
mic-
you put us in the green room?
You want to go in the green room, Jackal?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, go ahead. I'll put you guys in the – you and Roy and who? Shagmi? You guys –
and
Emmy? And
Emmy.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll hang out here on the show with Lilith, and you guys chill out in the green room.
Good to meet
you. All right. Okay, there we go. Got it. Emmy, Shagmi, Roy, Jackal Anon, all in the green room now. And so the show is me and Lilith. Lilith is my guest, and we're gonna hold it down here for another hour and a half. If you want to join us, 347-826-7667. If you want to party in the green room with Emmy, Shagmi, Roy, and Jackal, you can call that same number and then just press 1 and let me know that you want to go into the green room, and I'll send you in there, no problem. Hopefully we'll get some soundboarders to call in at some point, and we can they will provide music for the green room. Green room is usually like a great tool to use for trolls.
Oh.
For really boring callers that you don't want to be rude and cut off.
Put them in there. You heard them
or,
in there. Like,
or people that are just kind of like, they just want to hang out and chit chat and not necessarily be on my show. Like these kids. They just said, fuck it. We want to hang out in your green room, dude.
I'm new to this. Sorry. I should be all like,
dude,
I
understand. No, you're a new old fag. This is fine. This is no problem. Let me get you up to speed here. This is Blog Talk Radio. This is basically next level social networking. You get the little chat room. You can make your avatar, whatever your name. You can chat, you can call, but it's a dual interface with the talk radio format.
A BBS. I swear to God, I like got Putty up and running and dialed into this thing. No, just kidding. Those aren't even funny jokes anymore because they go over people's heads. They're not funny anyway.
Well,
but
you have to. You know what? You have to. It's all about timing. It's all about timing. Did you just say a joke? It was so. You talked so fast, I couldn't tell what you were saying.
Oh yeah, sorry. Okay, I'll just
delivery. It. It's all about the delivery. You could tell the oldest joke in the world. It don't matter. Just it's all in the delivery, you know.
No, it was just retarded. It wasn't even funny. So. Anyway, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm happy to be alive. And just celebrating life, you know, and taking calls and, you know, looking to be enlightened. And, you know, I'm glad you're here to hang out with me and hopefully enlighten me in some way, shape, or form. Let's see what Anon Sicko wants. See, I wonder if he has something to say. Anon Sicko, you're on the air with Vince and Lilith. What's up?
Not much, man. What's going on?
Well, I'm hanging out, holding it down tonight with my guest Lilith, and there's a bunch of kids there in the green room right now. I don't know what they're up to. We can all pause and just be silent for a second, and I'll bring the green room out into the show. We can find out what they're talking about. Hang on, let me check on. I'm kind of worried about that. Hang on a second. Let me Lilith, you take over the show. You and Anon Sicko, you guys take over the show. Lilith, you're agricultural expert.
Yeah,
I know you tweet like different farm animals from your victory. Either you have some sort of animal fetish,
no.
You work for PETA, or you live on a farm.
No, I hate PETA. But
so does Vince.
So I'm quite against it.
We'll get
Vince
a little
hates,
next,
Vince hates PETA too.
I'm a mechanical engineer, actually, and I have a small hobby farm, and I'm getting my master's in entomology and agricultural sciences, so it's not really, like, you know, I'm not, like, all hardcore on the animal rights. I still eat meat. I eat chicken in front of the chickens, and I'm all like, ha-ha, this could be you, you know, so if they shit in my house one more time, I'm like, that's it. You're getting your head chopped off tomorrow, and I'm going to fry you. I have no, yeah. I don't say that to them. They'll cry. No, they'll I'll cry. That's right. I love my animals. They're wonderful. So, yeah. But, yeah, I have a baby duck in here right now. Actually, it's too small to go outside. And so you might hear it making quite a bit of racket during the evening, because it's just a little guy. So, yeah. But entomology is my big thing right now. I'm really into spiders and bees. So, bees and spiders. The feminist frontier of insects, because they're both pretty destructive when it comes to men. They like seek and destroy. Just kidding. Not really. Not really kidding. They do that. I'm talking to myself here. What the fuck?
You're not talking to yourself. You're rambling to yourself. There's a difference.
Yeah, well, no one's interjecting anything, so I ramble. That's what I do.
It's only me and you on the line. Everybody else is in the green room. I have no idea what we're supposed to be talking about.
Oh, I didn't even know you were. Okay. Well, how are you? Who are you?
That's a non-sicko. Okay, so how's the show?
Oh, hi.
I was just in the green room. There's a completely different show going on in the green room. It's wild. I don't even know if I want to broadcast what's going on in the green room considering feds, I'm pretty sure feds are already monitoring my show. I mean, it'd be retarded if they weren't. So I don't know if it's a good idea to bring these kids on at this point. But what are you guys talking about? What's going on out here?
We were just talking about her animals.
Oh, which
spiders.
Animal?
Oh,
one's
well,
a hate man.
I'm just talking.
Yeah, baby. Let me take this other caller here. Hang on a second. Caller, block number, you just called in. Who's this?
Yo, Vince, what's up?
Oh, yeah, it's crappy tires in the building. What's up,
crappy? Crappy airbags.
I mean, crappy airbags. Whatever, dude. It's crappy something or other. Crappy
what's
airbag.
Up, X25 Princess?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm fabulous. Thank you.
All right. Hey, Vince, put me in the green room. I got to take care of business.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. All right, no problem. No problem. There you go, crappy airbags into the green room. So, like I was saying, Lilith is a world-renowned agricultural expert, and she's got how many animals around your farm?
Well, I've been kind of reducing the numbers, but I've got a ball python, two tarantulas, a pit bull, two ducks, and four chickens right now, and a bunny, and hoping to get more, so I don't know. But I wanted to get more bees, because I like bees, and more spiders, because I like spiders. I've got lots of wild spiders, but...
Do you have any scorpions?
No, we don't have a whole lot of scorpions here, so I don't like them very much anyway. They're rude. Yeah.
I don't know. I never met one. I couldn't tell you either way. They look kind of scary. Let's see who this is. We have a caller here. Area code 831. You're on with Lilith and Vince and a non-sicko. What's up? Who's this?
Hey.
Who's it? Who? Huh?
My name's James.
James.
Why not?
James, what's up, man?
I found out about this with Vince, right?
Yeah, this is Vince.
Yeah,
you're on with Vince in the Bay. My guest tonight is Lilith, and I also have a non-sicko on the line and a bunch of people in the green room. What's up?
Oh, I'm just hanging out with in Kentucky, a night watching racehorses. And I found out about this from a tweet. Getting the tweeting, the whole non thing. They really excited about the Wall Street thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out links because you were talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned this.
Yeah. I talked about it. First couple of days, it was popping off. Yeah, for sure. What's up? What do you want to talk about? You have thoughts on it? Go ahead, share them.
Well, I think it's an exciting idea. I like Anonymous a lot. I like how they do their thinking or their doing, the whole group mind thing.
Yeah, the group mind thing, totally.
That's probably my favorite thing about the whole thing.
You mean the hive hive mind?
Hive mind. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of...
Decentralized. That's sort of like the TC way of saying it.
You like the bees. Ooh,
yeah.
The bees. Yeah. She likes bees. I actually have a bee in the studio. Let me see. Let's see if I can find that bee.
These are cool.
There he is.
Aww.
He's gonna be cute. Aww, little bee.
A
Snuggle with him, you know? He's so cute. He's so cute. Oh, here comes his buddies. They're cute, too. Fuck, shit.
Wow.
Yeah, we got bees here in the studio.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. You know, I always thought it'd be cool to have a house where you had a beehive inside your house, right, with a clear plastic, you know, and a clear tube where they fly in. You can hang out with them.
Oh, yeah. PETA would hate you for the beehive thing. That's like, I think that's criminality to cultivate honey. You have to look for a vegan alternative, like agave.
They shit a lot. Right. They shit all over the place.
What if I let them eat me? Would they like that?
No. Not at all, dude.
PETA's fucking, I hate those people are fucking retarded, but I am really not.
Don't worry,
they're branching out, they're getting into the porn industry now.
I saw that. They've already been in the porn industry, so
I remember when I used to work with them, the year that they tried to, every year they would submit a different racy ad to the Super Bowl to be played during the Super Bowl, and every year it'd get shocker, it'd get rejected. The one year I was there, it was they basically had a 30-second commercial of a bunch of models making love to vegetables. Like, wow. You know, one chick's like fucking some broccoli, the other chick is like pretending she's like, you know, getting off a cucumber or some celery. It was nuts. And I got in trouble working there by putting my feet on the couch. Can you believe that? The people that are pushing pornography had a problem with me taking my feet up, putting it on the couch, and relaxing. Like, that was unprofessional. Are you kidding me? Oh, get back to work. You got to get back to editing porn. Yeah, we run a respectable place here. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
All right, I got another call here. I think a lot of people want a piece of you. Well,
let's see what it says. Porn?
Area code's 970. Caller, you just called in. Who's this?
Hey, this is Punk Curmudgeon.
Punk Curmudgeon. See how I got that right? Not Pink Curmudgeon. Although technically you are Pink Curmudgeon, but it's Punk Curmudgeon. What's up, dude?
Well, you know, just in case, I secured Pink Curmudgeon last time, so nobody could steal it from me.
Yeah, that was awesome. What's going on, dude? What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to share some good news we had here in Colorado with promoting the Denver Day of Rage. And when I went to a Nerdcore hip-hop show with MC Chris and MC Lars, I asked MC Lars to promote it, if he would promote it during the show. And in the middle of the set, he stopped his whole set, everything he was doing, playing to the whole crowd, and read off the flyer to everybody there at the show to kind of let them know about the Day of Rage protest coming up on October 1st.
Nice.
Brilliant.
So that was really cool that he actually cared enough to pay attention to, you know,
DJ Lars,
do that and take part
DJ
in it.
DJ Lars. Like Lars.
MC Lars.
I wouldn't be surprised if Lars was Lars, Metallica, yeah. Be a DJ at this point. That guy's so fruity. Alright,
the horses are going off. I don't know if you can hear that.
Oh wow.
That was a wild goose?
No, it was horses.
Oh, horses. I thought it was your TV set.
No.
I have that. I have people that call in and just they just chat. They chat while they watch TV. They don't even listen to my show. And then sometimes they'll call in, but they'll just put the show on mute. You know, I'll accidentally unmute them and just hear like Law and Order, you know, blasting in the background.
People over multitask too much nowadays.
Dude,
I'm like, what the hell am I doing? I can't pay attention to both of these at once.
So REM broke up today. That's encouraging. There was some good news today. Buried in the headlines, good news. REM broke up today.
I thought their lead singer died of AIDS years ago.
That's the newsflash. REM's still alive. Ha ha ha! They trolled everybody. They're like, we're still here, bitches.
Right.
Dude, I swear to God, I remember in the 90s, them saying that they were going to break up in the 90s. I could have sworn that at one point they said, all right, at the millennium, year 2000, it's our last show ever. And they just kept going. I didn't get that.
So are they going to do some shows? To
God, I hope not. I hope they're just done. Cold turkey. Thank God. Good riddance.
Why do you even tell people you're breaking up unless you're doing it for some sort of last time publicity thing or something?
No, it's so they can have the big reunion tour in 5 years. In 5 years, they'll have the big reunion tour with the box set, with the fucking the documentary and the reality show and the dual disc, double D, you know, box set.
Right.
They're going to follow the Ozzy Osbourne way.
Yeah, it'll be REM circus reunion tour. And they'll bring back KRS-One. They'll bring out back KRS-One and... it'll be badass.
Like that football player guy, who I forget his name. He keeps saying he retires and he comes back and he retires again. He comes back again.
Oh, Brett Favre? Yeah, exactly. REM's like the Brett Favre of fucking rock and roll. Just won't go away.
The only thing is KRS-One is still around.
I like KRS-One. He's badass, dude. I'm glad. I hope he doesn't retire. I hope he doesn't break up.
No, like you know who. Beast 1333 and all them are, right? Like, they have that, shit, I can't even think of the name of their record label, but they still do a lot of shows. He's part of the Stop the Violence.
Oh, shit. What?
Who, Beast 1333?
I accidentally put you in the green room for a second. I know you wanted to be in the green room,
Okay. No, I didn't know I was. I didn't realize I was.
No, you weren't in the green room. I'm about to put you in there.
Okay.
But hang on a second, dude. And on Sicko, I didn't mean to cut you off right there. What were you saying about Beast 1333?
I don't know if he's actually on KRS-One's record label or whatnot, but I know he does a lot of shows with KRS-One. And, they have a website up that he's a part of and shit like that. So, yeah, he's still out making – or I don't know if he's actually recording songs still, but I know he's out still making music and promoting other artists.
All right. Cool, man. All right, dude. We're going to take a little break. I'll put you in the green room here now, Non-Sicko. I know you wanted to go in there. I'll put you in the green room. And I'm going to take a little break and play a request here for Lilith, who's joining me tonight. This is speaking of REM. Here's some REM from by request. I'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
análisis de forma de vida completado, la especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Motherfucker, I was muted the whole time. Thank you, folks. Who said that? Wendigo. Thanks, dude. Fuck, my bad. I can't believe. I fucked that up. My bad. Hello, 1, 2, test check. All right. A. Check 1, 2. All right, I'm back. All right. Thank you, Wendigo. Once again, while I was muted there, I was greeting and handing out salutations to the chat room chit chatters. Thank you everybody for joining me. One angry Jew bastard. It's one angry Jew bastard SOB. Anon Sicko, Anonymous Zeke, Artie's World, Bob Bobbington, Cherry Bomb, Crappy Airbags, Crappy Tea Bags. Ghost Medic, shouts out to Ghost Medic in the building. Goose Cream Soup in the house. Hello, Goose Cream Soup. Who else do we have? Halcyon, Mary Mad, Motormouth News, Op No Pro in the building. Talk about old fags. It's new old fag night here on the Vince in the Bay program network, blog talk radio show, whatever thingamajig. Disorderly Conduct, everybody. Come on. And my guest tonight is, my guest of honor is Lilith. Lilith, shouts out to you for coming through. You go by X25 Princess on Twitter. What's that name all about? What does that mean? Is that a reference to something that I should know?
It's kind of stupid, actually. X25 is part of the GTD5 EAX switch system, which... any of the old freaker people know about, but my friend Brian, I'm going to name drop, Brian Salcedo, he gave it to me as a joke, and so I thought it was funny, you know, being a Jew and all, princess, you know, get it. So I used it, and then I didn't realize that people were going to be such dicks about it, so... But yeah, so there we go, X25 Princess. And I've been getting flack for it ever since. It's just been really bad. But all of my 2600 stuff and other shit that I've written under has all been under Lilith or Lydia. I've never published anything under X25 Princess, so, you know.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you are on with a huge panel tonight, Lilith / Lydia / Princess.
Thank you.
Emmy, speaking of princesses, we have another goddess here, Emmy. Emmy's in the building. Also, Shagmi in the house. All these folks were hanging out in the green room. It was insane what was going on. There's a serious party in the green room. And we got Ron back. Roy's back with us. Anon Sicko, Crappy Airbags, James, Punk Curmudgeon, and we have another caller here. Ooh, let's see who this is. Jackal, you're on too. Everybody's on. If you want to chime in, feel free. Let's see who this is, though. We have another caller here. Block number, you're on the air.
I have a block number.
Ah, it's off. No, speaking of old fags, we have another old fag with us. New,
Lilith, you're kind of like a new old fag, kind of like a crappy airbags, and Op No Pro is another one. It's basically old fag night here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, No Pro.
A girl that collects beads and cool shit, man. And the Lilith Festival. What are you about? Shit.
No, my name isn't after Lilith Festival. Actually, Lilith was the first woman in the Garden of Eden. She told Adam to go fuck himself because he kept trying to like get her to lay down under her, him rather. Sorry. And
I think of
I thought she raped the fuck out of him. Wow, my mom raised me with the wrong fucking story.
Yeah.
My mom raised me. At 5 years old, my mom said we're all the same size on our back. What is she talking about? I don't get it.
It's a great story. It's my daughter's middle name. It's an awesome story if you're into the whole goddess worship thing. So.
Oh, please.
I am. I used to be worshiped like a goddess.
Is there any male who's not into goddess worship?
No. I don't like being worshipped.
Not at all.
As God. Just a little twisted.
Why?
I like being worshipped as a goddess. That's neat. I like the stuff that you're into. That's cool. That's cool. Agricultural thing. That's pretty interesting. Is that fucking twat hose, Jew bastard prick asshole here, too, you said, Vince?
I don't know. What are you talking about, dude?
He's
making shit
the one
up
angry
again?
Jew. He's in the chat
the one
room.
Angry,
but he's,
the one
he
angry
not
Jew.
Called.
Yeah, he is not called in. I don't even know if that's him. That might be somebody trying to troll the one angry Jew. But if he's around, he'll call in, though. I speaking of calls, I got another call to add on here. This is insane, man. I got like 12 people on the line, and you guys are all behaving almost too well. Let's see. We have one more. We have another caller I'm going to add. This is Ghost Medic. What's up, Ghost Medic?
That sounded like a challenge.
Hey, Ghost Medic. Op No Pro.
What's up, Ghost Medic? What's on your mind tonight, dude?
I can't say hi to Ghost Medic. He's still dead.
Fuck yeah.
All right, I'm just gonna have to start muting people so I can even tell if Ghost Medic is responding. Sorry, this is a preemptive measure. This is for everybody's own good. Plus, I'm getting some weird feedback. Ghost Medic, go ahead. You're on the air. Who's that? What's going on? Ghost Medic, you're on the air. Hello. Ghost Medic. Going once, Ghost Medic going twice. You put your hand up. Hello. All right, maybe not. Okay. We'll check in with Ghost Medic later. That was kind of weird. Sorry, I had to mute everybody, but you're back. Op No Pro's back. Jackal Adnan.
Yep.
Punk Curmudgeon is on. James. of course, Lilith, the goddess of the Eden, of the night. Who else do we have? We have Crappy Airbags, this is Old Fag Night. This is new Old Fag Night here on Vince of the Bay. If you want to get in on this, Anon Sicko's here as well, Roy and Emmy, rounding it out. All-star panel.
I'm trying to not talk too much. I feel like I talked too much the other night when I called in. So.
You don't talk too much. I've talked too much.
Hey, Jackal, did you get did you get the link?
Yeah.
I'm hope I'm not new fagging it, but yeah, like I said, I'm not claiming to fame. I know anything as far as like as much as anybody else, but I thought I'd link it and let you guys take a glance at it. So.
Awesome. Thanks, man. And no offense, but I'm going to unfollow you now.
Yeah.
That's how it is. It's a dirty game. It's a dirty game.
No, I just hate having to watch a DM slot. I'll follow you on
no offense taken.
I'll follow you on a different account, though.
If they refer to Troy Davis as being murdered rather than assassinated, they better unfollow me right now. Anybody that uses the word murder has to unfollow me. I want assassination all over Twitter. Fuck it.
Well, it was a homicide.
Yeah.
It was assassination. Nothing short.
It was assassination. I agree with that. I'm gonna.
What's on his death certificate is homicide.
Well, what's on my birth certificate is totally different. But, no, that's just outrageous. Sorry it happened on the day that you're on the radio, Lilith. I'm kind of at a loss to talk about anything but that, but I'm going to try hard.
Go ahead, man. If that's what's on your mind, go for it, bro.
Yeah, really.
Talk to a beekeeper. I mean, I want to talk to a beekeeper.
It's not like she can't call back tomorrow and the day after and every day from now on, too. So.
I have a high date tomorrow, so not tomorrow.
Okay. I am outraged at what occurred in America tonight. I hold the president absolutely fucking responsible. People were watching my Twitter account. I turned in my White House privilege pass tonight. I turned in my National Eagle Scout Award and announced the Scouting Association of Eagle Scouts. I turned in my fucking American citizenship tonight over this.
I've never before been ashamed to be an American, but today I am truly ashamed.
I am outraged.
Oh, my God. We're at the violent. Are you kidding me?
Everything. I just told the president off and said, fuck you, take everything
you
back.
You goddamn bleeding heart liberals, you make me want to puke.
Oh, no, I'm not a bleeding heart liberal.
Where are you when the innocent, the real innocent, the unborn, are murdered every day silently? Where are you then?
Murder. It's not murder, it's assassination. Don't use that word around me. The situation today is I filed a class action lawsuit on behalf of 6.9 billion people against America. Did you see that? I guess you missed it, Vince. Oh, well, fuck you. Yeah, read it. It's on Twitter. It's all over there.
Oh, if it's on Twitter, then holy shit, it's real. Let me take this call. Caller, you're in there. Black caller, you're in there.
Oh, no, it's just me. I got dropped off.
Oh, it's just you. Shagney?
Yeah.
Perfect. I'll put you back on mute again.
Can I make a comment right now?
Go ahead. Go, Jackal. Yeah. You're always able to make a comment. Please.
Well, earlier this afternoon, we needed to raise some money to get some people out to Wall Street because of some anons that were getting arrested and put into – they actually got put into an insane asylum, one of them. But
Sonia,
the topless lady?
Yeah, she got put in an asylum for 24 hours. But we would – raised a collection to get two really good citizen reporters out there, and we just reached our goal to send them out there this afternoon.
Right. And
already? Before
your show, and Corgasm is going to do a sexy box for it because we made the goal.
That's right. I was witness.
And she's on
that.
The line.
Oh, is she on the line right now? Perfect. Let's bring her on. She must be this caller here, I hope. Let's try this caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yeah. This is
Corgasm. I know.
He stole my fucking news. God damn it. I'm so pissed. He stole my news. Yeah, we reached our goal. We surpassed it. It was the goal was 650. And as of the last check, we've reached 675. So it's pretty fucking amazing. People are generous and awesome. And, yeah, I have to – I'll be doing a sexy fox because of it. So I promise myself I got to do it.
Better see the email. That's all I have to say.
What?
Oh, you know what? You just made me do it again, Corgasm. I got to squeegee my monitor again. Hang on. Go ahead. You guys take over. Go ahead. Corgasm. Where are you gonna? Have you thought of where you're gonna do this pictorial, or how you're gonna do it? What theme is gonna be, or is this gonna just let it happen? What's up?
Come to Colorado and do it with me. No, how about you come to NYC and do it with me? I'm thinking on Wall Street, somewhere very prominent where lots of people will be, and they can just fucking kiss my ass because I'm gonna do it right there. So yeah.
Do it at the bowl.
I'll get you bail money.
Yeah. Teabag the bull. Teabag the bull, dude.
I will probably get arrested if I tried to get on the bull, but if I could actually get
teabag
on the bull, I would
just
totally
teabag,
just do
scrape
what
a cop. Scrape a cop. Just make love to a cop. Just make him not.
No. I'm.
You can't
I'm not
get near the bull. It's barricaded.
Anybody.
I'll tell you what. I'll go down there and you can assault my bull then, honey.
Yeah. So it'll go down. It'll happen. So, yeah, but I just want to say thank you on behalf of all of us who are trying to get back there. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So what about this RT News? Are they straight up YouTube news channel? They seem to be covering it.
Yeah, they took the video that I uploaded of the arrests, and they're spreading it around. Apparently the video went up on Huffington Post, too, and such, but whatever, fuck them all. Fuck all the police.
I tried that once, but I ran out of steam.
Oh.
I couldn't handle it.
Too bad. Did you get any diseases? Probably, huh? Probably get that checked.
Say America's finest, you know?
I just got a tweet from Kenneth Lip. He gave me a number saying if you want to shoot the shit with him or Sabs Brock, are they at the same number? Is that right?
Yeah. They're at that number, I guess so.
Let me see if they're on the line. Let's see if they called in. If not, maybe we'll try calling out to them.
Do it.
All right, let's see if we can add this number right here. How do I do this? Here we go. Check this out. A little dialing music, Paul. Call failed, was not answered. Oh, bummer. How's that possible? Let me try one more time. Should be possible. It's been possible in the past. It was possible when we tried to dial the Westboro Baptist Church. There we go. There we go. The dashes. You got to put the stupid dashes.
Hey, Kenneth.
Hello, it's Kenneth there. Kenneth?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Kenneth, it's Vince in the Bay. I just got your tweet, and we're calling you right now. We're live on the air, and you're on with Emmy, Roy, Anand Sicko, Crappy Airbags, James, Punk Curmudgeon, Op No Pro, Shagney, Corgasm, and Jackal Anon, and X25 Princess. What's going on? Tell us your thoughts tonight. Regarding your little pledge drive and what's going on with Operation Wall Street.
That's an interesting company. What's up, fellas? Occupy Wall Street. Okay. I don't know. I don't really want to talk to you in hashtags, but I just want to say what I've said to other people. This isn't it's not a flash mob tableau or an opportunity to ride a social media wave. We're here because the system is wrong. It's evil. It kills people. The rich kill millions with greed every year, and yet they've suffered no pecuniary or judicial consequences so far. And they kill a man in Georgia tonight, and it's what 80% of the witnesses against him recanted, said that they were coerced. It's a sick system. This rat's nest cannot be reformed.
Good words.
What's up? That was Jackal Anon just chiming in, saying that he agreed with you, your words. So apparently we've got some sexy fox pictures in the works. Is this not true?
Yeah,
it's true. Orgasm's promised. I've actually got it. I've got it printed out.
I have a
it'll be
tweet, so.
Oh, you know what? I wanted to make
a
request. That is there any way you can separate the sexy fox page, the guys from the gals? Because I just wish there was something to filter out boner action.
I mean, I guess there's always a way.
I'll be cruising for a while and be like, oh, these are some good new sexy foxes. And just, whoa.
Whoa, they have the same fucking problem.
Oh.
Identical. That's it. You have
it's all love.
Issues.
It's sexy foxes for everybody.
It's
I think we should get them together creatively.
Lilith, you're on there, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
Where?
No. No.
No, I don't think we have any of her.
Yeah, shit. So I'm. Oh, sorry. No, I'm not into the.
Everybody get frosted.
Sorry. I'm naked everywhere else.
I know exactly. She's everywhere else but there. That's the only place she's not naked at. Me too. Me as well. I'm not naked on there as well.
Since dipshit released all my titty pictures this weekend, so.
Who did? Where are those? What are we talking about?
Oh,
can I be busy DDoSing and I could be looking at naked tits? Where?
Seriously, you need to add that link to me on Twitter so I can see.
Get the fuck out. Okay.
I'm not even asking.
If you're alone and nobody can see you and you're not naked from the waist down, then you're wasting everybody's fucking time.
Yeah, there was some very, very exciting pictures that I saw today. I was complaining when the Operation Occupy Wall Street first started, the protests. Like, I was complaining there weren't any naked people, because out here in the Operation BART protests, they had a really strong naked contingent, and that was. I was disappointed they didn't translate over there. But recently we had sightings of boobies.
Well, see, the problem was likely that the General Assembly, when it first started, they had to have a point of process, general quorum about a resolution to determine whether, if there was going to be breasts, they were going to be called boobies or titties. It was ridiculous.
There was a General Assembly just for that. Of course, perfect.
They did.
Yeah, I have to give them props. They did get child care, so that's they have gotten more organized.
Yeah,
because
real protester doesn't bring their kids to the protests?
Well, you know, that's why I say it's sad, but the thing is, you should be able to, you know, this is a revolution to be a celebration. Like, the sad thing is that the police are fucking reckless. So, yeah, we have to caution people about bringing their kids. Sorry, I got real serious there. We were talking about tits.
It's all part of the same equation, bro. Freedom, just let freedom ring. And word has it you're going to see Sexy Fox in a magazine near you. We have an interview tomorrow with a men's magazine.
Excellent.
Exciting.
What do y'all think about the coverage of the mainstream media so far? It's kind of innocuous.
Oh my god.
Well, that
is kind of predictable.
Either Mary Mad, the female, and jealous, or dude, and a troll. What's up with that? I'm learning about trolls.
Mary Mad is cool, and she's
awesome.
She's usually very, very nice. She's usually not very mad at all. Why?
What's her problem? She's all like.
She's calling you out? Are you guys having a little cat fight somewhere? I'm missing
shit.
That. Where, on Twitter or in the chat room?
In the chat room. I didn't say anything to her.
If anybody wants this,
if you want to
know anything about Occupy Wall Street or anything, just let me know. Like, there's a real girl here with wonderful things to say, gorgeous eyes, and she's got.
Oh yeah, go ahead, put her on. Put her on.
Holler at me if you need. Actually, hey Joanne, you want to say hey?
Yes, they're talking about my kids apparently down there. Hi.
Hello there. Welcome to the show. Who is this, and what's going on?
Oh, nothing. Joanne.
Hey, Joanne.
I'm not really sure why
show.
I was... Hi. Nice to talk to you.
So what's going on? What's on your mind tonight? Are you one of the protesters that exposed her boobies?
No, actually, I am more covered up than most people most of the time. I like to try to pretend that I'm a lady. So,
are you my ex-wife?
Boring.
No, I am also not your ex-wife that I'm aware of, but I don't know. My
okay.
He has no ex-wife. It's a trick question.
No, I actually have to thank Corgasm because I'm in Alabama right now, and we were... absolutely trying to get back up to New York as soon as possible, and somebody convinced me to set up a fundraising account, and I don't like asking people for money, but she retweeted and promoted that and then lended her tits to the cause. So thank you, Corgasm, for helping all of us get back to New York. I love you.
And I'm the person that suggested it to you.
Oh, I'm sorry?
Brilliant idea. Brilliant.
And I'm the person that suggested it to you. I'm your Ariana News.
Are you really? Oh, my God. It's nice to finally talk to you.
Nice to meet you as well. It's great. It's awesome that they came through so quick, too. I mean,
honestly,
5 hours ago?
I think even less than that, before we actually reached the goal. It was like 3.5-4 hours. It was really amazing. People are really amazing. And I, you know, I was hesitant to, like, even talk about it with everything going on with Troy Davis. But, you know, and Kenneth just said, like, something feels different now. Like, there's the anger, I think, over this, I don't know what am I allowed to call it, execution, murder. I missed the first part of that talk, assassination, you know, state-sanctioned murder of an innocent man, I think is making people realize that, you know, there are serious things wrong with this country. And I'm really hoping that it gets more people up to Wall Street, really gets people out, because the General Assembly has started to pull things together. And, you know, Michael Moore and all of these other people are finally starting to talk about it. So boobs will add to the cause, of course. Our sweet Sonia has been going around topless for days. And like you said,
Locked
her up earlier. Yeah, it was pretty fucked up, actually. They took her. I'm not allowed to say fuck on the air. I say fuck all the time. I'm really sorry. They took her and they held her for 5 hours against. Oh, good. Well, fuck that then. Yeah, they held her for 25 hours against her will. I don't know all the details yet, but they took her because she was topless. It is legal to protest topless or even just walk around topless, man or woman, in New York City. So, you know, that has me completely outraged. And I'm hoping that more people will show up and support everyone who's been out there for days.
Yeah, definitely. And do you want to give your Twitter handle, or because you're going to be back there when, soon, or do you know exactly?
We're hoping tomorrow. Honestly, it kind of depends when all of this stuff processes through the donation account. It looks like it might take a day. I'm really hoping we can get up there.
All right. So in the next couple of days, you're going to be back down there on the scene.
Indefinitely.
Sweet. Well, you should definitely check back in with us when you get down there and get a chance. I'm going to be on, I think this is going to be my new time slot, essentially midnight Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. So if you want to check in with us when you get back down there and let us know how things are going and give us updates, I'd love it. And, you know, I'm sure the folks that are, you know, around the globe or certainly around the country who are curious about what's going on, the story going down there, would appreciate you checking in with us as well.
Absolutely. And that's actually prime recon time for us to go out and see what New York's finest are using to take pictures of us. So we'll definitely be awake. But yeah, I'm on Twitter. It's Bob Brock. It's BZBRACH. So I think I talked to you on there anyway. I'll send it to you again.
Right on. Op NoPro, do you have any thoughts, any questions for, I'm sorry, what's your name again?
Joanne.
Any questions, thoughts?
Was that Joanne? She wanted to walk around naked? Was that Joanne?
No, Joanne is very conservative.
No.
She's more behind the scenes. She's not, you know, not that she's not hot. She's just, that's not her. You know what I mean?
That's okay. I'm one of my wild.
I think she's taken, too. Joanne, you're spoken for, too, right? Is that?
Hey,
Joanne, you're already spoken for too, right? So you're not trying to like put out anything on display and advertise anything here, you know? So.
No, I'm completely spoken for. So
there you go. No ideas, Op NoPro. So don't even go there, right?
Hey, my hands are spoken for, so you know, live with it.
I will not. But go ahead.
Jesus. No, I think we ought to focus on the tits law rather than the mask law, though, if we're going to get our priorities straight for a revolution. That's all I was thinking about while she was talking. Can't think of anything else other than George Washington really was the father of the country, going down in the tunnels and fucking all the slaves. That was no joke, so.
No doubt.
Time for revolution.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's take another call here. Blocked caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up, bro?
Hey.
Hey. How are you? I'm good. Who are you? Is this Reefer?
Yeah.
Reefer, how'd I guess? What's going on, Reefer? Oh, I'm doing great, man. I got this hot chick, Lilith.
Yeah, I know.
She's hanging out with me. She's kind of got lost in the shuffle here.
I'm listening.
She's hanging out. She's holding it down with me. We got another half hour to go. I've got like 20 other people on the line right with me right now. Have you been listening for a while, or what's up?
I just woke up.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like
it. You sound it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, to get you up to speed, while you were sleeping, Joanne and Joanne, who's your homeboy that is going to be going back with you?
Kenneth.
Who? What? Kenneth. Yes, Joanne and Ken. Can I just call you out, Joe and Ken?
Yeah, that works.
Barb.
Joe and Ken, while you were sleeping, dude, Joe and Ken, not only did they start it, was their campaign started, I think it was it not started by Corgasm, initiated a campaign to get these folks to get a plane ticket to fly them back to the protests there in New York City on Wall Street to so they can go back and continue to demonstrate and report on the scene down there. So in that time, they did a little campaign, raised all the funds in like 3 hours. I was planning to like help try to raise funds on the air, but it didn't even come. They was already done before I even got on the air.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, and I start my show an hour earlier now. That's probably why you missed almost all of it or half of it.
Yeah.
And Osama was caught. He's dead.
Osama bin Laden is dead.
Oh,
and Rick Perry's the president now.
Oh, holy
and a man died. An innocent man died today.
Assassinated Troy Davis.
Oh yeah.
I've been following that for a while.
Hey, don't forget Rick Perry.
He was assassinated.
He wasn't assassinated. He killed some people today too. There were some people in Texas, I think, that got the chair or the injection or whatever. So
yeah.
Troy Davis doesn't deliver all the headlines here. I mean, Rick Perry executed some people himself. He did a little damage himself,
right? And one of the cops in Op Fullerton was found guilty of second degree murder. So now we'll see if they sentence him to a farm or if they make him join Anonymous or what. We're just going to see who the real terrorists are.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. That's cool. I hope he gets a lethal injection.
Yeah, and Lilith is here still.
Let's assassinate the right people. Jesus. What is this world?
So what's up with you, Reefer?
You know. Lilith gave me a pretty badass idea for frack. I'm still kind of looking into it.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, I'm kind of like, I'm melancholy about the whole Troy Davis thing, like, pretty bummed that he's dead, but at the same time I'm kind of like happy and excited that like his death kind of caused a reawakening of people that isn't like produced by some mechanical means. It's produced on like the inevitable infinite like look at dawn. It's like just
it's could
like
be
a
the
thorough
one that
forces
revolution. No more Yeah. Could be that one that really does away with the death penalty. I'm feeling that.
I hope so.
I am. I hope so.
I hope it also brings better looking at shit. Like, you know, that guy definitely was pretty much as close to innocent as you could get.
I think that's a separate argument on whether or not he was innocent or not. I think if anything, if people are if there is an honest, popular distaste for the death penalty, especially in Georgia, that should be the place where it gets overturned by legislation or voting or however the process is. It's already been outlawed in something like 30 states.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Or 20 states. I think it's like 24 states already. So, you know, if people are really, really serious about it, they should all go to Georgia and fight to overturn it in Georgia. And then go to the next state and do it in that state. Just do it one state by one state. It's not that hard.
Personally, I think there's some things that people like have done that they should die for. But I think that has to be like without a reasonable doubt that they did it. Like you can't just the way that those Troy Davis cases went were so sick and humiliating that like they you could hardly call them cases, and they overturned one after another until the point where they are able to get it right. I just don't think you should be given that many chances to prove somebody guilty. But unless like 30 people just saw you go on an onslaught of a rampage, killing people and beating babies in the face, like you gotta pick and choose when to kill other people. Legally.
Sounds like an abortion clinic.
Killing is human nature. This is all the way it goes.
Killing is not in human nature.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's the Hobbes' natural man.
Killing
people.
Killing is not in my human nature.
No, it's not in your human nature. But if it didn't happen, this, my God, it's kind of like explaining hunting to that person.
We are essentially more progressive than animals because we have something called willpower, and we're able to distinctly understand what is right and wrong. We all know it's wrong to kill, but yet we do it anyway. What for? No fucking reason.
It's a shame. It sucks. I would be, because people always do this to me because I'm a mom. They'd be like, what if it was your kid? Yeah, what if it was my kid? I'd be fucking mortified. I'd be disgusted. I would be distraught. I would fucking want to kill somebody myself. But it's not my kid. So
you don't care if it's happening around you and around your children?
I do care. And there are certain instances where it absolutely enrages me. But there are also other instances where I have to step back and look at the whole picture and decide whether or not it enrages me. And this situation in particular did not enrage me. So I don't know. I see everybody going on and on
about
it.
His family
should have done maybe a better job on raising somebody that didn't go kill cops, maybe. I don't know.
He didn't kill cops.
Wasn't that the whole point of this exercise?
No, seven of the people said that they recanted their whole thing. So it's not an issue of whether he was guilty or innocent. It's an issue of whether we are going to allow people to be assassinated within the justice space. Isn't it better
even
to just have live in prison forever?
No, I agree with that. I agree with that. But even that said, okay.
I'm still muted.
Let's just say this one person has to be sacrificed as far as the justice system is concerned. Because, we're at the 11th hour, and then they decide to pull him back and say, no, we're going to give him another week and we're going to give him another trial. We're going to give him another trial because this is bullshit and everybody is up in arms and we're going to give him another trial. So they do that. How many fucking assholes do you think are going to say, hey, man, I didn't do this either. I'm innocent. So what's going to happen then? There's going to be an influx of people that are going to attempt to push a retrial on their, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't agree with it. I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
I don't.
You
don't
agree with
that. I hear you, baby.
His retrials deserve based on the fact there were significant changes in the case than the supposed evidence against him, which was really only eyewitness statements. There was no actual evidence against him. So
I
the retrial isn't worthy only because people ask for it.
It's inhuman. It's inhuman. Sorry.
He's already in jail.
It's like rape
again,
cases,
even if
you know?
He did kill.
person gets fucking raped, that person should go to prison for as long as they are alive, so that person never has to look over their shoulders. They get out when their victim dies, and that's justice. So fuck this system. There are very creative ways to take care of people that have done wrong. And it's not called assassination.
It's called punishment.
I like policy wrong to kill.
So do
people.
I. When I heard it in law class, I thought it was fucking brilliant.
I've always liked it. That's good fun.
Killing
fishes or something.
Eating chips.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, I'm just voicing an opinion. You know, this isn't my stance on absolutely every living being on the earth or every living thing. Cherry bomb, I'm sorry. I'm sure you guys are agree on this other thing.
But it sounds like it's your stance on everybody except for your family and your loved ones.
Not necessarily. You and I aren't discussing absolutely everything. You know what I mean? Like, you can't.
She's not black and white.
But we're not talking about that. We're not talking about how I feel about absolutely everything. We're talking about one other subject. So let's discuss that. And then, you know, if you and I want to have a discussion about how I feel personally about the world and how much of a fucking shithole it is, then you and I can talk about that later. So
yep.
Let's not do that here.
I agree. 100%.
But,
absolutely right.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, respect.
I don't mind discourse. I mind, you know, people getting put to some kind of judgment when we don't have a right to do that. Let them live forever and be in whatever has to be the solution. But the right to assassinate is no better than removing the right to say no from our lives. And we have the right to say no. And when they remove that, fuck them in hell. And that's the way it is. People are fighting for freedom. Don't take my right to say no. Screw you. That's it.
Yeah. If somebody does something like really horrible, I honestly, like, I think dying's the kind of like easy way out. I'd rather, like, well, yeah, but, like, I'd rather, if somebody, like, raped my whole family, I'd rather him just, like, be in prison getting his ass whooped every single fucking day.
Yeah, we just
have not dying.
Bitch, the judge, the jury, and the executioner, we cannot have all of the fucking roles belonging to anybody.
Yeah.
Period.
I agree with you 100%. Like, I don't want, like, I think killing a motherfucker, that's not our right.
We don't have it. Somebody tweeted today or put it on Facebook that, you know, Casey walking the fucking Florida and I was walking death row. She did what she did. He didn't do what he claimed to do, and he's assassinated. So, fuck, where the moral compass is too far off from north. It's fucked up. I will not hitchhike. I will not camp. I won't be a Boy Scout anymore using my moral compass. I don't trust it with these fuckers. I'm pissed. I'm outraged. And normally I'm quite calm. But damn, I DDoSing the world today. Not at all. And far beyond DDoS. Screw that. That's the way.
DDoSing ain't going to do it. I would say DDoSing's like a pussy move anyway.
I say it's an action, that's all. I refer to it as an action. We can just say, hey, just go DDoS. Like, that's why I said, hey, you know, the world was issued the world country code, the world code of 404 for phone calls. Fuck it. We got 404 for the world. What a screwed up decision. So, let it be the Beatles. A unique time and place. A unique opportunity for us to take advantage of what fucking went crazy today. And hopefully people will support it and get around it. And I think, like, Wall Street's going to grow in a huge way. Not just by the message that it had originally. But every a message in general now. I think it's a force multiplier that everybody can wrap their heads around and finally agree on something. And I think it's going to have tremendous force using the 99% versus 1% rule. That's a really good operation for the world.
And the New World Order, of course. That's Op No Pro. Breaking it down. I'm Vince in the Bay. Shouts out to Joanne and Ken. They had to drop off. They're going to head back down to Wall Street. This goes out to all the folks following me on Twitter, hitting me up. Super Branch requested this, and this goes along with some of the requests that Lilith, my special guest tonight, made. Some more ministry. We'll take a few more calls. We're going to wrap things up in about 15 minutes here on Disorderly Conduct. I'm Vince of the Bay. We'll be right back.
Gianni Bugno, campione del mondo, sceglie Sega Mega Drive. Abilità, concentrazione, riflessi. Ecco perché un campione del mondo sceglie Mega Drive. Mega Drive da Sega, come Game Gear, l'unico videogioco portatile che diventa un vero TV a colori. Game Gear.
Non c'è paragone.
Game Gear, campione del mondo con Gianni Bugno, vince. E giochi preziosi.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct. Here's your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
I'm a
motherfucking yeah. The wildflower with me tonight is Lilith. She's been, how do you say, pronounce that, your last name, Lilith? Von Schinkelstein?
Von Stubb. Von Stubb.
Just rolls off the tongue. It's so, it's amazing.
Didn't you ever see Blazing Saddles?
Yeah, brilliant movie.
Madeline Kahn's character was Lily Von Stubb.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to go back and watch that again. It's a
classic. Oh, my God, you definitely have to. I'll send you a link.
Please, please do. Thank you so much for joining me here tonight. I hope this won't discourage you and from calling in again.
Oh, my goodness, no, definitely not. In fact, your fan base is quite interesting, but they're certainly not discouraging. I just hope that they would keep a little bit more of an open mind when I'm on here, but you can't train everybody with the same whip, like we used to say. Anyway.
I hear you. Let's see. We've still got quite a few folks on the line here. Let's see. We got Emmy still here.
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm making coffee.
You're making coffee? You should have made it a while ago, honey. Where the show's almost over.
No. Because I'm going to sleep after this.
Are you pulling an all-nighter? Are you going to go to NYC anytime soon?
No, but
you and your boobies are needed in NYC.
I think they're needed here in Denver for October 1st for the Denver Day of Rage. Just saying.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Hey, James, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Yeah, I can hear you, man. You've been quiet for a little while. Are you? Have you been fapping in the corner to Lilith and Emmy?
No, I'm strolling up and down these barns. I'm in a barn.
You're in a barn.
Yeah, I'm watching horses. And the night watchman, well, temporarily.
Okay. I hear you. Good times.
Did you hear my giving the governor a harumph joke?
No, please, indulge us. Go for it.
Oh, no, it's from the Blazing Saddles, one of my favorite lines.
Go. What is it?
They're all harumphing, all the, I guess they're lobbyists. Harumph. And then the and the one guy's not. That guy didn't give me a rump. Give the governor a rump. It's funny if you watch the movie. And, I don't know. If I watched the movie again, I probably wouldn't even find it funny. But
it's a great. That's a great film, really.
Fantastic film. Fantastic.
It is a piece of cinematic genius.
Yeah, it's got a piece of my heart.
Brilliant. Fucking Bruce. Love him.
In fact, maybe I'll find that and post it on my Twitter.
Is there an EBT in the house? What is that? Is that a ghost? What is that?
That's a horse.
Cool.
Occasionally they yell at each other.
Oh. All right, just checking.
Do you give them ketamine and shit and watch them like run around in circles? Do you do that?
I've been keeping my eyes out for that, but I have not seen any.
Yeah, I would think that you probably have it in your little first aid bag.
Well, no, I guess that's gone out of style. I guess they have some other crazy stuff they use.
Style.
Yeah, they won't let me around that kind of stuff.
I bought 6 hits of ecstasy at a international gay parade or some fucking weird thing in Bali. And that the guests took me to get me up on stage and dance with transvestites, which I was like embarrassed the only time in my life, and bought 6 hits of ecstasy, brought it home, we put it in an aspirin bottle, or no, a little Advil bottle. And when we moved from Florida about 8 years ago, the fuckers had a headache that were unloading the furniture, loading the furniture, and they and my wife and I took off, and because it was getting really crazy. And when we got acceptance of the shit, which was 2 months late in Vegas, They had put all my shit and dismantled all my antiques down to, like, all the nails. They literally took all my antiques apart and loaded it into the Allied van, and I sued them over the fucking shit, and it was crazy. I mean, who gets, you know, 200-year-old stuff, you get it in wood pieces for your fireplace, and you don't know how to put it together anymore? You know, we don't know how to put that fucking shit together. We might know how to buy it or sell it, but, oh, my God, I was insane. I couldn't believe it, but that was caused by the ecstasy, I guess. I don't
know. Yeah, apparently, yeah.
It seems like it must have had a lot of speed in it or something.
Yeah, dude. All right. Was that James?
Back to the van. Yeah.
Hey, James, okay. We're going to go around the horn here and wrap this thing up. I want you to tell do you have any final shout-outs, any thoughts you want to say before we hightail out of here?
Yeah, sure. Let's say, why don't we make it a month of rage, 2 months of rage, in every major city? That's what I want to see.
Oh, really? Are you going to participate in this? Are you going to go out there and live on the street with these
people?
I'm
on my way back to San Francisco, and I'm going to be spending as much time as I can there. Well, the thinking about that is that not everyone all at once has to be there all at the same time, right? People can cycle through.
Rotation,
you know?
I hear you.
Job and
yeah,
come back
yeah.
in, you know. It just seems
gotcha.
Like, yeah.
Sweet. Thanks, dude. Appreciate your input tonight. Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you again soon. Punk Curmudgeon, any final thoughts before we hightail out of here?
I just think, you know, the most important thing, especially with the Denver Day Rage coming up, is that, you know, no matter how small it starts, we got to start somewhere. So even if it's Emily and me and two other people there, so what? Like, you got to get started somewhere and just keep it going from there.
All right.
Don't let them beat us down for, oh, there's nobody there and there this and there that. Like, you just got to start and just do it.
All right. Word up. Thanks for your contribution tonight, Punk Curmudgeon. Reefer, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I'm kind of bummed they got up so late. Hopefully Lilith comes back, like, tomorrow or something when I'm probably going to be more awake.
Yeah, maybe. In your dreams. Let's see who else.
I hope so.
Let's see, OpNoPro, real quick, final thought.
Good show, loved it, had fun, and horrible day. I will hope to not remember a thing when I wake up.
Perfect. Thank you. I appreciate your contribution, as always. Holding it down from the old faggotry land. Jackal Anon, final thoughts before we get out of here.
I think that it's been a crazy day. We need to learn from it. I don't want to forget it. And then I want to tell Emmy I love her.
There you go, Emmy.
Oh, I love
he loves you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, little lovebirds. Okay, thank you guys for holding me down in the green room. And Lilith, our guest of honor tonight. Lilith, anything you'd like to say in parting here?
Oh gosh, well, I'm just grateful that you guys listened to my ranting and babbling and everything and. Thank you. That's all. Thanks.
Right on. Well, I appreciate your contribution tonight as well, and I hope you'll come by again. Good times. All right, everybody. Thank you for holding me down in the chit-chat room. Who do we got in here? Crappy Airbags. Thank you for coming through. Artie's World, Anonymous Zeke, Bob Bobbington, Cherry Bomb, Crappy Teabags, who was here earlier, gone now, but thank you for coming through. Et cetera, Full Metal Jacket, Ghost Medic, Goose Cream Soup, shouts out to Goose Cream Soup, Halcyon, Chief, Lull's Own, Mary Mad, Motormouth News, I see you, Motormouth News, T minus 2 minutes. They're going to scrub a scroll-a-thon here in a second. Op No Pro, Reefer, Seth Pickett, Soundwave 123, Wendigo, X25 Princess, and Urinon News. Thank you all for coming through, everybody. That's it. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. I got to get out of here. I got to go cash my EBT, but my EBT, yo, my EBT. I got to go cash my EBT, yo. That's how it is here in the People's Republic. Excuse me, the People's Republic of San Francisco. Check it out, yo.
Call me Mr. EB, that's right. I'm swiping all day. Swiping all day. Sandwiches, chips, Snickers.
Swiping all day, yo. Swipe it. Swipe it. You mad, bro? You mad?
He asked me for my pin. 1778. I push him in. I just swipe my EBT.
Thank you very nice.